Okay, today we're going to do Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. So we left off at Tanur Rabbanan. So we have a number of cases where you do not do Egla Arufa. So Tanur Rabbanan, Cholol Velo Chanuk. It has to be a dead body, but not if it is, meaning Cholol means a dead body that was killed by the sword, not if it was strangled. Cholol Velo Mefarper. It can't be that you find it while he has his last breaths still in him. Ba'adama velo tamun begal. Ba'adama means not hidden. Nofel velo tali be'ilan. Can't be hanging on a tree. Ba'asada velo tzafal p'nei amayim. Not floating on the water. Reb Lazar omer bekulan im hayachalal orphan. In all of these cases, if he was, as long as he wasn't strangled, you would do the arifa, the agla. Tanya amr Reb Yosef Reb Yudah amr lo Reb Lazar iya tamodesh im hayachanuk umutal ba'ashba she'ein orphan. Don't you agree that if it was strangled and left in a garbage heap, that you don't do the Agla Rufa, Alma Cholav Lo Chanuk. So apparently you hold of this drasha of Cholav Lo Chanuk, so why don't you hold of the other drashas? Hachanami, Ba'adam of Lo Tamun, Bagal, Lo Tam Bagal, Nof of Lo Tamun, Be'ilon, Basad of Lo Tzaf Al Gabay Mayim. Why don't you hold of all these other drashas that it's hanging on a tree, if it's floating on the water? All of these things also you can't do Agla Rufa. Reb Lazar, who darshins only chalal yaseiriksev, holds that there's an extra word chalal in the pasuk. The rest of the words in the pasuk are not extra. So we have a machlokas whether there's no machlokas whether a strangled body definitely does not get a glarufa, but it turns out to be a machlokas whether a body that's hanging or floating or a tamun does or does not get a glarufa. Nimtza samul chasfaru the ir sheruba of the chav. So we mentioned that if you find it near a border or a city that's mostly of the chav, that you don't do aglarufa. Tchsiv ki matzei prat lematzui, as opposed to a place where it's very common to find dead bodies, then you don't do aglarufa. Oli ir she'in b'beizin, or a city doesn't have a beizin, debina zikneir v'leka. The reason why, if it's near a city that doesn't have beizin, you don't do aglarufa is because part of the procedure of aglarufa requires zikneir ir. So there needs to be a beizin. Ein modineli ir, we only measure toward a city that has a beizin, pshita. Kivan detana, once we already say, li ir she'in b'beizin, Bezdin, that you don't do Egla Rufa to a city that doesn't have Bezdin. Anayadana Dein Modin Alir Sheshma Bezdin. So I know, obviously, you're not going to measure unless the city has a Bezdin. So now, Hakamashmal Kedetanya, Minayin Shem Nimsa Samach Lir Sheshma Bezdin, Shema Nichan also Modin Lir Sheshma Bezdin. How do I know that if you find it closer to a city that doesn't have a Bezdin, that you ignore that city and you measure toward the city that does have a Bezdin, even though it's not the closest city? Tamalamar Vlach Zikne Yir Hahi, Mikal Makom, that the Zikane of that city, even if they happen to not be the closest city. So when you have a city that doesn't have a basin, it's excluded from the parsha of Egla Rufa, but you still measure to the city that's the closest city with a basin. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain the other halachos about bringing the Egla Rufa and burying the body and how we do the measurement. So nimtza mechuvan min shtei yaros. Let's say you find it exactly between two cities. Shtei mevir shtei agalos. So each one brings an Egla Rufa. Divrei Blazer. Ein Yerushalayim never brings Nagla. Let's say Nebuchadnezzar is decapitated, you find his head in one spot, the body somewhere else. Malich and Rosh, if you look where the body is, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Haguf Eitzal Rosh. No, you look where the head is. May I know you, Modin? From what limb of the body do they start the measurement? Meaning, could be a tall guy, so where do you do the measurement from? Rabbi Elazar mitiburo, from his belly button. Rabbi Akiva Omer michotmo, from his nose. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov Omer mimakom shnas achalol mitzavaro, from his neck, which is the way to take away life, is by cutting out the neck. My time is Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar hold that the two cities both bring an egla rufa? Kasavar efshal etzamtzim, and krovav efilu krovos. He holds that it's possible that this body is exactly in between two cities, and he holds krova means even if there's more than one. Ve'en Yerushalayim of Yagla Rufa Damakra L'rishta V'ksav Yerushalayim Lo Nischalka L'shvatim. Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Yagla Rufa because it has to be some place that has Yerusha, and Yerushalayim was never divided in the Yerusha amongst the Shvatim. Now the Mishnah said Nimtza Rosha B'makom, we find the head in one place and the body somewhere else. So B'makom Ifugi, we had a machlokas whether you measure from the body or from the head. What's the machlokas about? about. If they're arguing just about measurement, but later on the Mishnah talks about which part of the body you measure from. So they're not arguing about where to measure from. They're arguing about the din that a meis mitzvah is kona, the spot that he's on, and that's where you bury him. Where do you bury him? The place where you found the head or the place where you found the body? That's the machlokas. What is the nekudas hamachlokas? What's it based on? That the body falls in that spot, that's where he was actually killed. So that's where he was kona makomo. Reisha did not even nafil, and the head must have been chopped off and rolled away. So that's why you bring it back to where the body is, because that's where he actually died. No, the other opinion says that the head is chopped off, the head lands on that spot, that's where he's killed. And then the body sometimes just still jumps and moves, and that's why the body ended up somewhere else. So we then said that there was a machlokas in the Mishnah where which part of the body you do the measurement from. So what is this machlokas about? Rabbi Akiva holds that the main life of a person is in his nose, meaning from his breath. That a person's life is from the middle of his body, which includes all of his vital organs. So that's called the chalal. This may relate to the discussion of the definition of death, but we're not going to get to that right now. You know, cessation of breath versus the shutdown of the organs. Okay, so lema kihani tanoi. Maybe the machlokas tanoi in this Mishnah is like the different machlokas tanoi, because the Braisa says mehechan havalad notzar. Where is the beginning of the yetzira of a vlad when it's in the mother's womb? Merosho, from its head, meaning the formation of the baby starts with his head. And v'cheinu omer, and we learn this from Gezeirah Shavah, the pasuk says, mimei imi ata gozi, that the beginning of my yitzira in my mother's womb was from my head. And how do I know gozi means head? V'omer, because the pasuk says, not gozi, no, yeah, gozi, because the pasuk says, gozi nizreich v'hashlichi. So the nazir is the crown, so gozi must be the head. Abishalom or mitiburo mishalech sharsho elech ve'elech. And Abishalom says, no, the baby starts forming from the center, and then it grows outward. So it says Gemara, no, afilu teim Abishalom. It could be that even Abishalom holds like Rabbi Akiva. Adkan lo kam Abishalom lini nitzira. Yeah, the baby is created from the middle of his body. Dechi mitzar v'lamim. But as far as how it continues to live, everyone agrees that's in the breath. Rabbi Lozman ben Yaakov, Makom Shnas Cholol Mitzavaro. Then Rabbi Lozman ben Yaakov has a third sheet that he says you measure from the neck, where would be the most efficient way to kill a person. So my time is Rabbi Lozman ben Yaakov. Why does Rabbi Lozman ben Yaakov say that it's dafka the neck? So we see that the tzavar is called the cholol, and that's why we measure from there. So let's actually stop there, because we're at a good stopping point. We're at a Mishnah. These are some long dafim, but Hashem, tomorrow we will do daf memvav of Amr Aleph.